Let's continue the conversation about how the military is changing this morning. I'm Celeste Headlee, and Todd Zwillick is with me filling in for John Hockenberry. We talked a moment ago about how changing strategies on the battlefield may be making it more difficult for soldiers to earn a Medal of Honor. And now we're going to turn a little bit and talk about how the U.S. military is now trying to become less dependent on fossil fuels. A company of Marines in southern Afghanistan is now carrying solar tents and solar chargers for their equipment. That makes them the first company in American history to take renewable technology into the battle zone, and they're hoping it'll actually keep the troops safer. Joining us now is environmental correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, Elizabeth Rosenthal. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
First, how will carrying renewable technology into battle zones make soldiers safer?
Well, a great source of casualty among American troops has been the need to get fossil fuel into Afghanistan to supply troops. So those trucks that we saw burning on the border with Pakistan this weekend are a great impediment for the troops in carrying out their mission in Afghanistan or as they were in Iraq.
I would assume that the U.S. military is a major consumer of fossil fuels.
Yes, I've read several places that it's the largest single consumer of fuel in the United States.
Okay, so this would obviously, if they started to do this on a more widespread basis, this would be a major change. And it would seem to be a relatively difficult change for them to make, perhaps expensive. How come the military can start to do this faster than, say, Congress can legislate it?
Well, the military has some unique and very direct incentives. I mean, they lose soldiers because the soldiers who are guarding the fossil fuel convoys are subject to attack. Those soldiers aren't free to do other kinds of duties. And also, the Marine said to me, we're an expeditionary force and we have to move around, and fossil fuel for them is a tether. On the other hand, these renewable technologies are quite mobile. So if what they're really depending on, or what they're primarily depending on to power their base, their solar panels, they can move those with them. It makes them much more mobile and agile.
Is the renewable technology reliable enough if they have a cloudy day in Afghanistan? Is the military going to be without power?
Well, I don't think they're going to be relying entirely on renewable energy, as is the case generally with renewables. It's not going to be the only source of energy. But I heard from the Marines that in training exercises in the Mojave Desert this summer, the company that had the renewable technology actually did much better than the companies that were relying on the old fossil fuel generators. They had more continuous power. It was more reliable. They had fewer breakdowns. So, you know, this is still very much a test run, but it's done well so far.
It's a test run, Elizabeth Rosenthal, but, I mean, you know as well as I do that very often in history, the military has played a major role in new technology developments. It's played a major role in helping to bring innovations that then become consumer products. Do you see the military now as playing a big role in changing the debate and maybe changing the marketplace for renewable technology?
Well, it's certainly a good possibility. I mean, you know, Congress didn't pass the energy bill this year. Our buying power as individual consumers is limited, and solar panels and things like that are still rather expensive. But the military has huge buying power, and if they say this is what we want, first of all, they can order it up. It's more of a command economy, if you will, and they can create a market.
And can they create a market that then trickles down to consumers? I mean, if the military starts investing in solar panels, does that make it cheaper for me to buy them for my home?
Sure. It in theory would, because there's just much greater scale. I mean, now they're experimenting, the military is experimenting with different kinds of biofuel blends, which are very expensive. But if they order them in bulk and researchers make them for the military, then they become, for example, available to commercial airlines as well.
Do biofuels have the same benefits as, say, solar tents? I mean, biofuels, you don't have to take those through supply lines?
Well, I think that those are a little more theoretical in their benefits. The idea is biofuels, in theory, you can make wherever there are plants.
Right.
So potentially you could see down the line sourcing fuel for your cars and jets from wherever you happen to be fighting.
Well, you know, let me ask you something. We have this news, obviously, that I read earlier, that we have the very first company of Marines that's taking renewable technology into the battle zone, and that's in Afghanistan. And then there's another news line item, and that is that President Obama plans to install solar panels. This is the first time the solar panels will be on top of the White House's living quarters. You know, and that's those seem to me to be two could be symbolic things. I mean, obviously, Jimmy Carter installed solar panels in the White House, and then Ronald Reagan went in and tore them down. So clearly the White House can be used as a symbol for this kind of thing. But which do you think is a stronger or maybe a more effective symbol, the military or the White House?
Well, I think they're both important. I think they're both indicative of the fact that a lot of these renewable technologies are becoming cheaper and more reliable, and people are having more experience with them. So I guess it depends where you take your cues from, either the president or the military.
Well, what do you think? I mean, if we get perhaps a Republican president in the next term, do you think that the solar panels are controversial enough for that Republican to tear them out?
I don't think so at this point. I think more and more people are trying them. I mean, they give you energy, some degree of energy for your home. I mean, obviously, the military is in a place at the moment where there's a lot of sun, so they're probably more useful in that setting than they are to the average homeowner in New York who has other sources of electricity to rely on.
May not have been able to use solar tents in the jungles of Vietnam, is what you're saying. Elizabeth Rosenthal is the environmental correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the first company, it's a marine company, that is taking renewable technology into the battle zones in southern Afghanistan.